are here at the 2019 Big Bright Minds Conference here put on by the fine folks at Philean Research Institute. And one of the today's speakers is Mr. Rudy Colorado Mansfield from the University of North Carolina. And we were talking before the recordings, like, all right, Duke is like right across the street, basically, and you're University of North Carolina. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
it's all in good fun.
It's a death struggle with basketball, but after that, we do a lot together.
That's cool. That's good to hear. So what was the topic that you talked about up there that for folks that weren't here that we can talk about?
So these days, people are often told they ought to think like an artisan and work like an artisan as a way to bring a distinctive personality to what they do and to really be an entrepreneurial actor in their workplace. Well, I've spent 25 years researching artisans around the world and mostly in South America. And it's fascinating how artisans actually work and live and compete. And I think there are a lot of lessons there, but they're surprising and they're not the ones that we think that we often think of when we think of artisans.
Right, right. So what are a couple of the, I mean, I don't want to steal all your thunder, but do you have a couple of one or two lessons that we could learn from them?
One thing about traditional artisans is that they are very innovative. And they're very competitive. And a traditional artisan, if they're an indigenous weaver or a family-run apparel business or someone who might work as a painter within a traditional painting community, all the time they are learning globally about what people are doing and they are seeking clients globally. And that's really eye-opening when you go to an out-of-the-way place and you realize that they're making international connections to make their trades work. And so we're trying to learn what happens within a community when they make those sorts of connections.
And so how do you connect this to our industry, to credit unions or financial institutions in general? What's the connection there and what can we learn from that?
So I think one of the things that you find is that innovation, doing something new, doing something special, is always couched with cooperation. That you can work to really distinguish yourself, but that is going to be an inspiration to others, and your secret activity will actually become something that other people start to do as well.
Okay.
That can be a little bit of a drag of the way you thought you were getting ahead, but it's a lot of how you actually build the value overall for a community, for a group of practitioners, a team.
Right.
And so we find in markets where there's no protection for your ideas, no copyright.
Or your property.
No intellectual property. There is still a lot of innovation because even when you can't be really sure that you're going to be the only one doing it, it is part of always putting yourself at the front line of what is interesting. And it's also part of building the overall value and worthiness of the work that you're in. And that you actually draw on that worthiness that other people are also contributing through their own.
Right.
So to work like an artisan is that always to be in that balance between finding your own personality in your work and realizing that the value you create is just something that is going to reach out to others as well.
And that's what credit unions do really, really well, is they collaborate, cooperate, it's caring and sharing, so to speak, and very few industries do that out there, but you're found that the
even
artisans...
Even as you're competing,
it's co-opetition, I've heard.
Right, it's even as you're competing, and that is also very much the reality of they're really competing, they want to have their own personality, to be seen as something that is different, but that does not get carried to the point of walling themselves off from other people.
Completely. And it's kind of like the artisan community. There's a community of artisans, and like you've discovered, throughout the world, different regions here and there. Credit unions are the same way. We have this, it's our community, and we all kind of know each other and are keeping an eye on each other and seeing how one's innovating and kind of pushing each other in that way. So I can totally see the relation there.
To the extent that your members are joining because they've heard good things in other places about a credit union. And you also feel this if there is A credit union has faltered and has left a bad impression for us.
Oh yeah,
you
can go
also
both ways.
Feel it. It can go both ways, and it's that reality that a credit union, as a business, has a reputation both as a credit union and as an individual business. It's that reality that you can never fully distinguish your business from the reputation of what credit unions are generally.
Right,
and that helps you, but that also means that you can't go too far away from the fold. And that is the artisan experience. You still need to innovate, but you are going to always be that member of the community where your innovations are going to matter to the other credit.
No doubt. And before I let you go, I was like, I'm going to step way back here. What interests you in the artisan community? What got you started in that? I find that fascinating that you go study these folks.
Well, as you saw in my presentation, I got to work in a beautiful part of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing is that artisans, to me, are the quintessential entrepreneurs. And then even when I'm in the Andes, I almost feel like I'm with the true Americans who are there lifting themselves up by their bootstraps, working with their families, working with their communities. I got a lot of energy from just seeing
inspiration,
the drive
and
inspiration.
Completely. All right, Ryu, I'll let you get going. I know you got a hard stop, so
great.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks again. Thanks for all your work as well, and great presentation.
Great.
Good stuff. All right,
well done,
sir.